Our coverage of the Jim Duncan Invitational continues with Kanan Dunham, who just placed a very narrow runner-up in the 1600 meters, had a couple of great races earlier today, running a couple of 800s and some medleys as well. Kanan, first of all, what does it mean just to be back here at Drake Stadium in this environment? Mike Jays, you can hear us in the background. What does it mean to be back here knowing you've got more wanting to be back here later in the year?
This environment's awesome. I missed it so much since last year. This track is amazing. Yeah, I'm really happy that I get to share it with all the guys. Like, this is many of the guys' first time racing on it, so yeah, I'm really excited with how everyone's been racing. It's been a pretty good day for most of us for Pella. Yeah, I'm just really proud of how everyone's doing, and I thank God for the opportunity just to be able to be here and be able to run.
Well, and this in the last couple of years has been an event that's been added, and it gives you such great competition. There are Drake Relays and cross-country champions who are running in the races you're in. How does that help you get ready, knowing that you've got some bigger races ahead against some of these same guys?
It's just great to be able to compete, like, get used to that, get used to that competition, get used to that, just racing against that level of runners. Like, even Zuber, he's amazing. Like, he's just crazy. Like, I remember, like, he didn't lose to any Iowan less than a second or something like that, which is just, I mean, amazing for me. I feel like he's just a great guy to look up to, awesome guy just to talk to even after the race. So I'm really blessed to be able to race against him today and hopefully against him in the future too.
Well, and you've been a part of what has been just this awesome shift in just speed for the distance guys. I mean, not all the best of the best are here today, but certainly a lot. How do you keep that? How does it keep you motivated knowing that you're trying to push yourself, right? You're already a champion, and how exciting is it every race knowing that there are guys out there that are breaking some big barriers and you're a part of that?
It's just awesome to like be a part of this. Like, I was getting so fast right now. So it's just great to be a part of that. Trying to keep chase those goals, keep running faster, and just keep improving. And no matter what, just giving my best, and just giving all the glory to God, and that's all I can do at the end of the day.
Well, and you already alluded to this team, and the aspirations are obviously growing higher, seeing all the development, right? All these new faces that are joining, some of you who return. What is the buzz around the team, knowing that you probably have some high goals, and how exciting is it to see where you're building towards in late May?
Well, first of all, just, like, looking at our 4x team, everyone's getting just so fast. Like, our depth is insane. Like, I feel bad for Coach Kelly for having to choose, like, who's going to be on the 4x team because everyone's just right there. I think this team is having some great goals and has a great future ahead of them. I think we have a good shot at just competing well at state, and I think it'll be good.
And then lastly, you're going to be back here in 2 weeks, the Drake Relays. You already punched your ticket in a couple of events, and there's a good shot you'll be in at least one more, if not two, depending on how things go in the 4x8. How much are you looking forward and working toward that weekend, knowing you're going to be back here with much bigger stakes?
I just can't wait. Like, Drake Relays is an amazing atmosphere. Getting to race against the top 21 in Iowa, which is just feels amazing, just to be a part of that. Hopefully I get to share it with a couple people from Pella too, and yeah, hoping to get it in the 8 and then the 4x8 too with the team.
Kanan Dunham, congratulations on a great day here at Jim Duncan.
Thank you.